Okay, so welcome back, everyone. And I think we're going to start with Julia in terms of reporting back.
Yes, so
you're doing a great job on your group.
So our group focused on the discussion of business strategy and risks, and also sort of long-term, medium-term performance. Lots of points made. I'll try and sort of derive maybe key themes, although it's more difficult than in the previous session. So I think in terms of business model, business strategy and risks, what we heard that it would be very useful if companies described their business model and strategy a little bit better, so explaining how they actually make their money, so that can be missing from the report at the moment. Also talking about the sort of overall external environment, the competitive environment, explaining who they compete with. In terms of risks, I think what we heard that it would be useful if companies focused on key risks rather than provided pages and pages of boilerplate disclosures. And also in talking about key risks, it is important that companies also explain their strategy for mitigating those risks, not just explaining the risks themselves. Another point about risks was that it's useful to sort of keep the discussion about risks and opportunities separately, so you're not trying and, you know, downplaying your risks. And also it is useful to talk about companies' overall risk appetite and how company allocates capital to different key risks. We had some discussion about MD&A strategy and whether and what can be usefully disclosed with regards to M&A strategy, and my sense was that probably those disclosures could be improved, my sense from the group. In terms of talking about long-term performance, I think there was sort of an overall perhaps preference towards focusing more on short-term and medium-term rather than trying to, you know, look too far into the future and maybe focusing to some extent on what has changed over the past year, rather than repeating again pages and pages of information from year on to next year. I think that's probably good. Do you have anything to add to that?
No, I think you covered it pretty well. I mean, we spent a lot of time on 5 and 6, and I would say my takeaway, which I thought probably maybe a little bit more emphasis on the shorter term, but the longer term, there's never accountability for it because it's too far out. You know, it's not that there's nothing in longer term, but perhaps better analysis and information on the short and the intermediate term process. And we did have a debate, discussion about what is for analysts and users, what is the practical forecasting horizon. In general, I think it was 2 to 3 years, at least one comment, 10 or more. But actually, is I think I would suggest is relevant, Nick, and really as we go out for it. If they're not forecasting more than 3 years, or 4 years in max, how much information beyond that is practically usable? Just something we should think about. You know, there's investors, there's also you analysts. I mean, me as a long-term investor, I have a different view than the financial analysts and the financial advisors.
Just to respond to that, I accept it's very hard to forecast longer term, perhaps more than 2 or 3 years. But if I have confidence in the strategy and the business model, I might put a higher multiple on that number. I guess I think I would probably. So I think there is still value there.
Reporting what that discussion was.
Matt, right. Pick up another group.
Yes, so briefly, again, a lot of our focus was around topics 4, 5, and 6, so medium, long-term operational performance, and particularly the link to business strategy. So as a group, I think we found it quite hard to separate those. Briefly, there were a few comments around current year financial performance, so I'll just pick up on those first. particularly interest in an emphasis on the value of segmental type analysis, also highlighting the relevance of balance sheet type data in a segmental context potentially, and so the impact of accounting changes was also covered as an area where people would like to see better quality insight. There were a number of challenges identified in respect of the longer term areas, legal constraints and competitive constraints were highlighted in terms of restrictions on what companies felt able to say, as was the involvement of auditors. But there was a fairly broad view that where we could contribute best would not be in subject-specific guidance, but would be a step back from that in terms of how you present a broad set of information rather than how you count, for example, your carbon emissions. Have I missed anything there, Nick?
No, I think it seemed across the two groups then very much a focus on the long-term business strategy end of the equation, yes. Accepting some of the tensions within that we heard back. So would anyone have any questions or comments or observations about Sandra?
Just an observation. If you go into the management commentary, a lot of people mentioned auditors' roles or audit. I think there needs to be a good understanding about whether or not the auditors do anything with that information or if they have any role, or if their role is just to read it and make sure it's not inconsistent with their knowledge. And I think there's a misconception about the other type of information and what auditors are actually doing with that.
Yeah, I think that's certainly true across the investor base. There's different perceptions of what is subject to audit and what isn't.
Yeah, I would just highlight in that context, the IAASB has a project that's just starting up on emerging forms of external reporting, which would cover this space.
Okay. Any further comments? Okay, no. Well, then all it leaves me to do is to thank all of you for your time and for your very thoughtful contributions over the last day and a half. It's incredibly valuable to us, and to wish you all a safe journey home.